Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Welcome back. Yesterday we finished our series stating that God is unchangeable. He does not change. Tomorrow we will start a new series. In between the two, I would like to speak with you about a couple of things. First off, what is coming up here on God Is? As those of us living in the Northern Hemisphere know, we are entering the summer months of June, July, and August. Not for every single person, but for most of you, this is a time when the schedules begin to change, routines are different, there will be vacations and travel, and times with friends and family. This means listeners are not as attentive to this radio broadcast and to the God Is podcast as you are throughout the rest of the year. Now, you may reply, not me. I tune in all year. Same time, same station, brother. Or, I never miss a podcast, Swallow. Awesome. I love it. Thank you. You will continue to benefit from Bible teaching all summer long. Stay with us. For those of you who will be in and out, and sometimes with us, sometimes not, and as a way for all of us to have a refresher on some important things we have already learned, but on which we can use a reminder, I have designed the summer schedule as follows. Beginning tomorrow, I want to rerun a series that is important for you to hear. This was first broadcast on the radio and on the podcast just after Christmas and through the beginning of the new year, 2024. The title is Communion with the Triune God. Because of the busyness of the holidays, some of you, even faithful listeners, have not heard this before. And even if you have, this is worth hearing again, and especially to apply this to your life. Being prayerful, I have discerned this is a series that is much needed in the times in which we live. I hope you will listen carefully to all 12 episodes, learning along with us and applying to your life what is taught. This is practical. Communion with the Triune God begins tomorrow. And then we are going to go back to the book of Genesis and the life of Abraham when we re-air part of the series, God and Abraham. This will be longer, taking us through the end of August. This was a popular series full of many insights, and it has proven helpful to many Christians and to some who are not yet Christians, but consider the Bible, in this case the Hebrew Bible, valuable to read and understand. It is a verse-by-verse study of parts of Genesis chapters 11 and 12, which is narrative. My hope and prayer is that you will not miss a day all summer long. We have been given a great privilege by God to read, to think about and discuss, to learn, to be convicted and challenged by, to pray through and to pass along to others the Word of God. There are many worthwhile activities to do this summer, but one that absolutely cannot be missed is to give priority in our lives to what God has to say to us through the Bible. So this is what is coming up. I'm excited about it, and I hope you are as well. If you've been meaning to invite someone to join you via the radio and or the podcast, now is another great opportunity to do so. And remember our website, godisministry.org. That's godisministry.org. Right on the homepage are each day's podcast with a link marked Read Along. When you click the link, you get that day's manuscript so you can follow along. And we are on social media posting positive and encouraging words and pictures. On Facebook and Instagram, follow us at God Is Podcast. On Facebook and Instagram, God Is Podcast. Follow and like our pages, and be sure and leave a comment. We really appreciate it. Speaking of God's Word, I want to read for you from the prophet Isaiah. This is Isaiah chapter 55, verse 11. Isaiah 55:11. God is speaking, and this is what he says. My word which goes forth from my mouth, it will not return to me empty, without accomplishing what I desire, and without succeeding in the matter for which I sent it. This is one of God's great promises. Let me read it again. My word, which goes forth from my mouth, it will not return to me empty, without accomplishing what I desire, and without succeeding in the matter for which I sent it. In context, this verse is part of a chapter-long invitation for the whole world to receive and believe the gospel. God is moving beyond the Jews, sending forth his love and grace to all the nations of the whole world. And where is the good news of the gospel found? It is written in the Word of God. It is in the Bible. This is why the Lord emphasizes my word from my mouth. The message herein is for all who want to please God, all who have a desire to know him and obey him. Isaiah chapter 55 begins with God giving an invitation. Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why do you spend money for what is not bread and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good and delight yourself in abundance. Incline your ear and come to me. Listen that you may live. What a profound, clear, and loving invitation to come to God, to drink and eat of him as we listen to what he has to say. This is what the Apostle Paul said in his letter to the Romans. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. The gospel message is for the Jew and the Gentile. It is a message for the whole world. And this is what Almighty God promised through the prophet Isaiah. As usual, there are many points of application. I want to focus on just one. As someone who teaches the Bible every day, who works at remaining very faithful to the biblical text, I am obviously very interested in what God says here. He says that the word which goes forth from his mouth will not return to him empty. In some translations, it will not return void or unfulfilled. His word will accomplish what he desires. The word will always succeed in the matter for which he sent it. I find this of great comfort. What I am doing in proclaiming what God has written, what he has said, this will bear fruit. The Spirit of God will see to it. There is no promise here that I will know what that fruit is. God is the one who gets back what he accomplishes. God is the one who succeeds in the matter for which he sends his word. But I am a small part of getting out the word. An analogy Jesus used, sowing the seed of his word. Day after day, month after month, year after year, the word of God goes forth through this ministry, and the results are known to God. My command is to be faithful, to teach what is true, and to be diligent. I study to show myself approved by God. What encourages me deeply is to know the Lord is somehow using this because his word is central to all we say. And when you sow his word, you experience the joy of this promise as well. Also, if you benefit from God is, if you have learned something or been encouraged or in some way you've been blessed by what you hear, I believe it is appropriate that you let me know. Certainly let someone know. Share what you are learning with others. Do not keep the message of God to yourself. Again, can I invite you to write to me today, this week, or sometime this summer, and say how this ministry impacts your life? What a great encouragement it will be to hear from you. You can write in two ways. The first is by email, and my address is mark@godisministry.org. My name is spelled M-A-R-K. mark@godisministry.org. This is the fastest way to get me and receive a quick response. Or you can also write to my post office box. Just address your letter to God Is, P.O. Box 802, Winchester, Massachusetts, 01890. That's God Is, P.O. Box 802, Winchester, Massachusetts, 01890. What is God accomplishing in you and me through His Word? We know for sure the Word is not going back to Him empty. Thank God. And from time to time, it is good that we let one another know what the Lord is doing in us through the Bible. Would you be willing to share this with me? I hope so. Isaiah 55, verse 11. My Word, which goes forth from my mouth, it will not return to me empty, without accomplishing what I desire, and without succeeding in the matter for which I sent it. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this time getting caught up with one another. I pray for our discussion just ended on your unchanging nature, and for the lessons still ahead on having communion with you, and what we will learn about your relationship with Abraham and his family. Please use this for your honor and so that we can grow in our walk with you this summer. Seasons change, yet you remain the same. May we remain faithful to you and your word. Amen. Join us tomorrow, because God is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.